You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. Welcome. It is Thursday, June 8th. And I want to take some time with you today in a solo show to really uplift you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even physically, because I want to inspire you to take action on your own behalf in whatever area of life that you feel might be deficient or lacking. Let's reconceptualize that so that you feel options and potentials instead of limitations. And for some of you listening, that might be a physical ailment or issue that's compromised your movement, compromised your comfort. And so if you can, with me, just place a part of your mind, your awareness, your focus and intention on that part of your body that has pain, discomfort, isn't functioning properly right now in this moment, and just try to imagine breathing in through that part of your body. We're going to start with the body. And just breathing out. And we're asking the cells of our bodies to start to function in that area where they're not. And really bring full focused healing potential to that part of your body through your mind right now. And your breath as you're breathing in and out, not overly focused on anything. Allowing your mind to drift, you might have an awareness that you haven't had before. Just allow yourself to feel some ease and some knowing, even moving into some trust that this part of your body is being addressed right now and will be moving forward. If you can kind of move that part of your body, if it's like a foot or your back or hips, if it's not, that's okay. Just the awareness is there. It's happening now. Healing is happening in that part of your body. And our body is a system meant to work together in ways beyond what I can put into words as this entire system. And we just allow the flow of life and energy into our entire body system. And now let's move up into our mind, because we've created thoughts about this issue we've been experiencing. We kind of expect it to be there every day. And right now we're going to release that thought of this ailment, this pain, this physical issue being there every day. We're going to allow the possibility that it's healed, that it's released, that it's gone. We're just going to allow in our minds, what would it be like? What would we do? What would you do when you wake up and you don't feel this anymore? And we allow that possibility of the multitude of possibilities. We allow that possibility of unlimited movement, freedom, flexibility. And we just feel that for a few moments, that possibility in our mind. And we ask to have an awareness of that being our reality and our 3D life, this life on this earth, on our planet, we ask to have a deeper awareness of that possibility being true in every moment of our lives. And with that, let's move into our emotions. I feel relaxed even speaking this to you all, allowing ourselves to feel some relief around this healing in our physical bodies, even the slight shifts, even the happiness, the joy, the appreciation, the gratitude for our healing. And what do we have to feel more consistently than we have been in order for this to be real, in order for this potential that we most desire to be real for us? I'm thinking it's like peace and joy and happiness. And in whatever ways you can do that today, will you make it your prerogative and priority to do something that makes you happy today? What do you need to do physically? What do you need to consume? What might you need to not consume today? Could it be less sugar? Might you choose a sugar-free option or like fruit, something more natural? What might you add, even as a nutritional product, to your life? I've added Magic Mind. I'm drinking it right now, mixed with some water. And I like Magic Mind because I feel relaxed when I drink it. The ingredients in it really work to promote like the melting away of stress, literally in real time as I drink it. I have such a positive association with Magic Mind and its ingredients. And I've done some independent research on the nootropics in Magic Mind, the cordyceps mushrooms and the lion's mane mushrooms, which have been shown to help to heal autoimmune disorders and dysfunctions. And that's just been on my own researching the Magic Mind ingredients. Echinacea, vitamin C, oh my goodness. Consuming vitamin C daily helps strengthen your immune system, and you can start to feel more safety as you move out into the world and you're on airplanes, as I am, going between New Orleans and Los Angeles in the groceries, and people might be coughing. I feel less concern around that because I know my immune system is strong because of the vitamin C and echinacea in Magic Mind. I want you to try it if you haven't. They're offering you 56% off a monthly subscription or 20% off a single order. Go to magicmind.co/Lisa and use code Lisa. It'll be in the show notes. I really appreciate Magic Mind coming my way. And you're going to find, as you really start to feel into each new day, whether you start your day in the morning, if you sleep into the afternoon because you're up late, whatever that is, that start of your day, to ask for guidance and also give thanks for your most desired probabilities to happen and come true and manifest today. I've started to give thanks for my dreams manifesting today, not out there in the future tomorrow, but today. Thank you that what I most want has come today, is coming today. And start to see what shifts. The first thing you notice is you just start feeling better. And that is a manifestation, y'all. Your emotions are the first manifestation, the evidence. It's the first evidence of what you want coming to you because you just feel it. You feel secure inside. And the longer, the more hours and days and months you maintain this vibration of security, of all is well with me, it evolves into trust. I know this is coming. I know it's actually here because I feel today the security in my body around my physical healing that I'm addressing today directly, my financial healing, healing of all of my relationships, whatever has happened that looks like it's gone wrong, it's just a bridge to what you most deeply desire. So try not to get hung up on anything that's already happened, even if that was 5 minutes ago or this morning, because more is on the way. And that's what I really want to inspire you with, the possibilities available to you when you do an inward process. You don't need to speak about it with anyone. It's between you and you. Source, God, the universe is inside of each of us. And that's the relationship we're cultivating right now in this time together on June 8th, 2023. And it's so important. I feel like I know this episode is so important because it's participatory. You can do this with me from anywhere that you are, and to engage in a practice like this daily in some form changes your life, and everything you want starts happening. And what I've noticed about everything I want as it happens, it's not as like monumental as I thought it would feel. It's like the most natural thing to pay off debt as I've been able to do. It's like, it doesn't feel as big of a deal as it did when I was manifesting that. It's like, oh, of course I send money to this bill or to this person. It's just really almost like neutral. And that's kind of like really cool because it doesn't have to be the big thing we make it to be. It's just kind of like easy, like breathing. Often I don't think about breathing. It just happens. And I'm sure for you too, we expect to breathe. We expect certain things. So let's expect everything we want as well with that same worthiness and deservability, because it comes down to that, knowing you're worthy and you're good enough just as you are. Instead of the endless pursuit of self-improvement, let's affirm who we are right now as we conclude this time together today.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I affirm who I am in this moment. I'm so eager and excited for more. And right now, I want you to show me, life, how good I am, how much there is for me, that you have my back, you have my feet, you have my head, you have every part of my body, my soul, and my spirit. And I ask to see that today, evidence in my world, through the people that I encounter and engage with, and in my relationship to myself, with my pets, and in the environment, that all of this today radiates back to me, mirrors back to me how loved I am and how valuable and worthy I am. And as I'm full of this knowing, I'm able to radiate it to others in my life and be more delightful and awesome to be around. Just take a few breaths with me. And thank you for spending your time with me today. And I'm going to do something similar to this next week and even the next few weeks to inspire and cultivate our total health. Mental health to me encapsulates everything, every aspect and component. It's our mind as the steering operator of this ship of our lives. And we're calling in all the good shit, y'all. We're calling in and claiming every good thing for us. Bam, it's done. All of my love to you, and I'll be with you next week. Bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.